T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports here on a Monday morning. We have Kansas City Chiefs football to talk about today, right?
Yeah, you were talking about the Chiefs game yesterday. The Chiefs at home hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Last home game for the Chiefs until Christmas Eve. Got 3 straight on the road coming up. So Arrowhead Stadium fans were happy to have the Chiefs at home. It wasn't the greatest win ever for the Chiefs. Yeah. They weren't super efficient. A lot of times settling for field goals instead of touchdowns. But the points add up, and Chiefs walk away with a win when they needed it. And, of course, the Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce matchup is still in good form for the Chiefs. Mitch Holthus had the call of the game. You heard it all right here yesterday afternoon on KNSS.
Mahomes in the shotgun at the left hash mark. In motion, Jody Fortson right to left. Fake handoff to Pacheco. Backing up further is Mahomes. Guns it over the middle. Caught. 20-yard line. In the 15-yard line. Angling near side with a block. 10-5. Kelce stretches out for the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. 39-yard touchdown. Deep middle. And a great run after the catch by the best tight end in National Football League history.
Chiefs only found the end zone twice yesterday. They probably feel like they left some points out there on the field. Still got a 16-point win over the Rams, 26-10.
20 seconds to go in the game. Chiefs lead by 16. Third down and 7 for Perkins. All kinds of time, and a catch is made on the near side, and using that time to get a gain up to the 46, and a 13-yard pickup was Bryson Hopkins. Rams going without a huddle. They got one more snap here. They're out of timeouts, but the clock's going to wind down, and that's going to be it. And the Kansas City Chiefs have beaten the Los Angeles Rams by a score of 26-10. And for the Chiefs, a 15th straight win over an NFC team. But most importantly, the most important part of this game, Patrick Mahomes gets his 59th victory in his first 75 games. That is an all-time National Football League record for the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. 59-15. He gets it done in his 74th game. And think about all the quarterbacks have played in this league. Patrick Mahomes, the best, with 59 wins in his first 75 games. 26-10, the Chiefs are the victors.
How about that? Pretty good stuff. Chiefs have won 26 games in a row in the months now of November and December. Longest streak in the NFL. Longest streak in the NFL during a 2-month span since 1950. Uh-huh. Pretty good. Yeah. After the game, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says, "Hey, the Rams played pretty good defense."
They did a good job. We're not playing a JV team. That defense is one top 10 defense. So I mean, you know, it's not like they're no good. So they did a nice job against us, and that's all part of it. But in between red zones there, we sure moved the ball well, but a lot of good things happened there.
Chiefs get the win. They're 5th in a row. They are still atop the AFC. Some other action yesterday. The New York Jets win at home. They beat the Bears 31-10. Starting at corner on the defense for the Jets, former Kansas State Wildcat DJ Reed. He had 6 tackles, and he played all 57 snaps on defense. Starting on the defensive line for the Jets, Nate Shepard from Fort Hays State. He had 4 tackles, including a half sack. Hey, if the playoffs started today, the Jets would be in. The Jets are in the number 7 spot right now in the conference, trying to secure a playoff spot. And tonight, we'll talk basketball. We got some basketball tonight over on KFH. We start out with the weekly edition of the WSU Women's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Keitha Adams at 5 p.m., and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. After that, the WSU Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Isaac Brown at 6 o'clock. Both the Shocker men and women coming off victories on the weekend. And then after that, it's third-ranked Kansas hosting Texas Southern in Lawrence. KU is 6-1 on the season. FanDuel has KU as a 22.5-point favorite coming into this one. That'll be at 7 o'clock. KU basketball tonight over on KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta's coming up. And he's going to be talking about more good news for coffee drinkers. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.